Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Larry Fink, chief of BlackRock and arguably the largest investor in the world with $9 trillion of firepower, wrote a letter to the world's CEOs this week reminding them that we are on the edge of a fundamental reshaping of finance. As the world places greater value on ESG, environmental, social and governance metrics, what does this mean for investing in 2021 and beyond? ESG is probably one of the biggest, trends that is going to determine the way in which the future of finance is going to operate. And many people say to me, ESG, what does that stand for? ESG is environmental, social and governance, right? Basically how people choose to invest, then that it's going to align with their values. Now, my first story is this one. It's a piece from the New York Times. The BlackRock chief pushes a big new climate goal for the corporate world. So this came out from on the New York Times. This was out a piece that was out on Tuesday. And I thought it was particularly interesting. I'm going to summarize it for you first. Then I'm going to get down to the middle paragraph that I really want to point out to you. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick out three ETFs for you specifically related to ESG, and I'm going to analyze them for you. Okay, so let's start at the top. So ESG, as I say, environmental, governance and social. How can an ETF find stocks that are particularly kind to the environment, good to their people, run well and make a positive difference to the world and their staff whilst simultaneously making a profit? You might also have heard of the triple bottom line. Triple bottom line is where you take care of your people, your planet and your profit. Now, what I'm going to talk about here is different to SRI. SRI is socially responsible investing. That's different. So ESG is basically looking at the data behind this, where socially responsible investing is when you actually actively, like we're kind of seeing a little bit right now, depending on your perspective, socially responsible investing means making a difference with your money on a cause that matters to you, whereas ESG is looking at environmental, social and governance data. Now, Larry Fink is the chief of BlackRock and has influence over $9 trillion, that is with a T, $9 trillion of assets. Now, let me just tell you what this piece is about. I'm just going to give you the summary. A year ago this week, he wrote to the CEOs of the world and said that we are now at a stage where we are going to be turning the tide on how money is going to be invested. It's not just about profit. Now it's about making sure that the money of the world is also being invested in line with environmental values and so on. A lot of people said that is nonsense. Yes, it's lovely to do that. Of course, what a lovely idea. And yes, it should be applauded. But when the choice comes between cost reduction, when times get tough, in comparison to a sustainability program will never last. And that is what was reviewed this week in this particular story. So let me pop on over here now. And let me scroll down to precisely the paragraph I want to show you. And that is this, okay? So just to pick up where I've left off, if corporate America had to pick between cutting sustainability programs or dividends for investors, the thinking went sustainability programs would be the first to go. Then the COVID-19 pandemic arrived and something unusual happened. ESG didn't collapse. It accelerated. In particular, the emphasis on climate change became an even greater focus within companies and investors who piled into stocks of sustainable companies en masse, driving up the values of companies like Tesla. Hello, has Tesla been ever discussed in this show? And doubling the money invested in sustainability-oriented funds. This gave fuel to Mr. Fink's thesis, green investing is profitable. So basically, the piece then goes on from there. It goes on from there, and now he sent out his latest letter, which basically tells, let me scroll on down here now, this is the quote from the letter. Mr. Fink is now calling on all companies to disclose a plan for how their business model will be compatible with the net zero economy. And of course, we know of a range of companies who've already committed to doing that. Salesforce, Facebook, Johnson & Johnson, a wide variety of others. So this is the latest area in which he is now saying that this has to be done. The piece goes on then to talk about transparency and a range of other things. Now, the thing is, though, if we went back a year and we had followed Mr. Fink, and if we had invested in some ESG type of ETFs, how would we be doing today? And where would we be looking to for tomorrow? So now let's pop over now. Let's pop over now to the, let me pop over here and I'm going to bring you to my watch list. Okay. So here's my watch list. I have over here, I have 13 stocks for you. Two of them, of course, are the SPY, the S&P 500 and the Vector Vest Composite. So I've already discussed those. So that's why I'm going to get straight in here. And what I'm going to do is I am going to go back to a year ago. Let me go back to a year ago. And I'm going to go back to when Mr. Fink wrote that letter. And let's see three ETFs that we might have looked at back then. And let's see, let's put his idea to the test. Let's just see. Oh, sorry, I'm going back too far. Let's just see whether he would have been right. Did sustainability investing top the market? Okay, now let me stay focused here. Okay, January, going to go back to, he wrote that letter on the 26th, 24th, right? Let's go back to the 24th. And I'm going to highlight Invesco Solar. Okay, I'm going to highlight Invesco Solar. I'm going I'm going to highlight TAN. This ESGU. And I have another one here, DSI. And that is everything. Yep, they're the three ETFs that I picked out. I am going to not quick test all. Let me go back. I'm not going to quick test all. I'm going to quick test selected for the year. And let's see how we go. Well, look at this. Well, he was right. He was absolutely right. Is that the S&P 500 in that period of time delivered 15.62%. On the other hand, if you had these three ESG ETFs, your average would have been 91%. Now, I can also, of course, talk about the fact that you've had a change in administration in the US. And of course, the US has now signed up to the Paris Accord. And therefore, I was on the Hot Stocks panel here last October with Steve Chappell and with Glenn. And we were talking about, particularly Glenn was very, very focused on green energy stocks at the time. That ETF is specifically focused on green energy. That would have been up 236%. 236% in a year. Now, I would, apart from Tesla, okay, I get that. But apart from that, I would be interested to see how many of you can come up with a range of stocks that could have produced that type of return. Anyway, let's just say you didn't pick that, right? Even to come down here to DSI. Now, DSI is the KLD ETF. Largest 400 stocks in terms of ESG. And even that one delivered 17.75%. That also outperformed the S&P. And then ESGU, which is quite a larger one. It's a much larger ETF. So DSI has been around longer and it's more general. ESGU is a bigger one. And that one was up 20% in that period of time. And then, as I said, the clean energy one just absolutely went crazy. It went absolutely crazy. So indeed, Mr. Fink was right. And ESG, I'm going to refer to it slightly a little bit more later on. So I don't want to labour the point now. But of course, the real question is, so what about now, though? What about now? Like, do I look at this? Do I look at this now? Or do I look at it? Is this yesterday's story? Well, yesterday was a big day, so maybe not yesterday's story. But is this all over? Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see. Let me pop on back over here to today. Let's take a look at them. I'm going to look at three things on these. I'm going to look at, let me highlight them here now again. So here we've got DSI. I've got, let me see over here, ESGU. And where is TAN? Here it is. Okay. So far today, they're all up. Okay. No surprise there. Like everything, every single thing that I have today on my watch list is up. Every single thing. They're all up. And most of what I have are pretty big and heavy hitters. So that's why I'm saying when it comes to the S&P 500 versus the Vector Vest Composite, therefore, you know, you could probably tell that was going to happen. But anyway, When we look at these, there's three things I want to take a look at. Number one is my second favorite indicator in the entire VectorVest system, and that is CI. My first favorite, by the way, before you ask me, my first one is VST. I think VST is a superb indicator that I really place a lot of faith in my own investing decisions. But my second one is CI, Comfort Index. I love the idea of the Comfort Index, which is a stock's ability to withstand severe and or lengthy price declines. Who does not want to withstand severe and or lengthy price declines? Okay, so over here, as you can see here, the CI right now is at 1.79, 1.3 and 1.25. They are very, very high CI levels, particularly TAN up there. I'm going to pop into the graph here now in a moment, but before I do, I want to show you one other thing, and that is that there are actually interesting dividend yields on these as well. Smaller one, on the green energy one, pretty small at 0.08%. ESGU, a dividend yield of 1.24%, which is pretty substantial in the environment that we find ourselves in right now. And also DSI, that is at 1.2%. The dividend yield there is at 1.2% as well. Let's take a quick look at the graphs and let's just see how they're doing. So I'm going to take off the dividend yield because I've already discussed those. Sorry, I'm going to take it off here. DY, there we go. Okay, so as you can see here, and what I am going to put on is RT. Here we go. Let's take a look at how the market is feeling here. RT is pretty good, pretty solid. Really significant rise here from 42.17 here right at the bottom. Now trading at 72.75. Very significant rise, of course. But as you can see, the graph is simply moving from the bottom left up to the right top right-hand corner. That's a lovely CI stock. The momentum here, the relative timing is telling us that the buyers are certainly pushing the sellers. They're certainly giving them a run for their money. Now, ESGU, pretty similar story, basically. Pretty similar story, although these two would be rather similar anyway. They both have a broad ESG approach. So here you can see that we had down here at its lowest, down 49.98, currently trading at 87.95, and it hit its high on the 26th of January, which is 2 days ago. Again, RT looking very, very similar. Therefore, we can see buyers are certainly making their presence felt on that one. And then finally, TAN. Now, this one has had a much greater growth. RT is higher, of course, because it's had more of its activity. Has been falling over the last period of time. And if you look, if you really, really zone in here, you can see that you can see where we've been at the market. The sellers have been starting to push it down. But as of today, literally as this is happening right now, we can see that the buyers are pushing it right back up again. Okay. Well, when I say right back up again, it's turned that tide of the very, very short term trend. And we can see that being reflected here in RT as well. So in all of those three, I think there's such a focus on this. And it's coming from everywhere. I read a book over Christmas, actually. So I bring it in and I show you the future that we choose, That was the one that I read all about, not just the environmental side of things, but actually when you look at the overall impact of everything, when it comes to the impact on, let's say, clean energy, when it comes to financing models, when it comes to business models, intergenerational justice, when it comes to planning our architecture and infrastructure. And that was that book. It was really, really quite interesting. But I've had an interest in ESG now for quite some time, and I've been observing these stocks for some time too. One of them, I did bring up TAN, and I did bring up DSI at Hot Stocks Panel last. Sorry, not the Hot Stocks Panel. I brought it up at the last time I was on Trending Thursdays, which is quite some time ago now. So it's been an interest of mine for a long time, and I'll touch again on it later on today. It's a very interesting topic in general. It's getting a lot of attention from a lot of people who have got a lot of influence. Okay.
Hey guys and gals, Steve Chappell here. It's that time again, time for another blockbuster YouTube event. In the spirit of both Valentine's Day and the new legislative climate, our next hot stock picking panel is going to be called The 7 Marijuana Stocks to Love or Leave. So buy or avoid like the plague. We'll be coming to you live right here on YouTube February 3rd at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we hope to see you there.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.